any given Wednesday, you'll find them there, like, taking full advantage of the facilities and the view afforded by this fine feat of very civil engineering.
I just love that it's called the high-level bridge, man. Plenty of pillars to pipe up behind, a constant breeze. Need cameras, not that I've seen anyway.
No, there might be a cinematic view, like when the last thing that was filmed on here was Get Corner, I think. What a film, eh? I mean, the village had class in them days, like proper suits and all that, you know what I mean? Looked absolutely immaculate. Not like the scallywags these days with soap or blind burns in the shell suits.
Incidentally, the music was also by Roy Budd.
It's a good job they can laugh. The reason to go down to the high level bridge every Wednesday is to mourn a lost load. Yes, I'm sad to inform you, the very waters they stare fondly over now once claimed a very big bundle of something very valuable indeed.
It must be 20 years since that bundle of Thai weed went down, eh?
You weren't laughing that night, remember you shedding the odd tear yourself? The odd tear? I was weeping. 1 minute we had a bale of Thai stick as big as the house, and next minute we had some damp red and gold thread that had just been fished out with time.
Well, 20 years on, it mightn't be damp, but red and gold thread's all we've got left now, like.
Aye, well, what do you expect? It's a Wednesday. We're always out on a Wednesday.
Sir, Mr. Calendar.
Yeah. I've been around the world on this pipe and I've come back with a few tales to tell and all. Not to mention a contacts list that's absolutely chocker with choice characters. I'm going to take you to meet some of them, the ones that are the proper dope. Ear to the ground, nose to the breeze, always searching for a better bit, please.
Cannabis colloquialism alert.
Please, a street's term for cannabis resin that can be heard in mid-80s dates. This term is derived from the act of stoking up one's fireplace, as in the expression,
"Oh, buddy lad, you got a breeze on you."
You'll always find us in the kitchen at parties, like, largely corrupting the contents of the host cutlery drawer, specifically the steak knives there, which are particularly handy under such circumstances. Aye, you don't want to get your fingers burnt or you'll miss out on all the kitchen crack.
Because the gear hunter has been known to cook up a storm, his legendary space brownies made with the saved up knockings from his vaporizer. It's a perfect recipe when the times are tight like they are now. Gear Hunter has also tracked down the ganja curry recipe that Lee Perry says had saved his life. Gotta know what that is. Anyway, more on that and other twisted tasty treats in the ingestion section.
Add a fruity little twist to any flavour of yoghurt that you particularly like.
Skiing.
Once you've had it, it's all downhill.
Andalusia started to be one of the main places in the world for smuggling marijuana.
Reminds me of money, this place, because I earned a lot of money. It was probably one of the best places on the coast of land contraband. And on from a clear day, you can see right the way across to Morocco.
What's over there is probably gold to some people, cannabis resin.
D is for drought. We all know about the perils of a drought situation.
Someone smelled marijuana.
I am stoked. Go with it.
I'm the Gear Hunter, and I'm going to take you rolling around the world on a Gonzo Ganja audio adventure. Believe it, I'm sending out a smoke signal here. This is a 21st century podcast. If you're not tuned in, you've already dropped out. Gear Hunter will endeavour to bring you the finest of everything, including tunes. some from artists you may have previously disregarded, like Ralph McTell, for example.
Down at the end of the railway line, in the pool by the old sawmill, there's a gap in the bank of the river through which the tide can spill. And a couple of tents and a teepee sit not too far from the shore. And a thin blue thread of wood smoke seeps into the little creek. And a patter of bongos tells you you're down at Cannabis Creek.
Folklore has it that when a young lady casts her hemp seeds upon the earth, she would wait for plants to grow, and at harvest, whoever came to sigh them down would be her one true.
A jangle of incantation and a whiff of herb in the air, and a murmur of meditation, and the girl with the tangly hair. They say she dances naked whenever it starts to rain. And the first time that I saw her, soaked right through to the skin. The heavens are jolly open, but they hadn't let her back in.
As requested, 40 ounces of Moroccan.
As you've probably gathered by now, the Gear Hunter is very well connected. And if they're in the game, he knows their name. People like internationally renowned racketeer turned author Patrick Lane.
Patrick Lane, Recollections of a Racketeer, a tale of smuggling hash and cash around the world. Published by Mainstream of Edinburgh in 2009. £6.99 from all good bookshops, if you can find one.
Patrick Lane. He of Afghani Virgins fame. He told that story to me and a very good friend of mine once. In fact, she tells it better than me. I must warn you, though, there is nudity involved.
So, this was back in 1973. In Afghanistan, he said, in the gardens of the assassins, and it was harvest time. The plants, in rows of 2 feet apart, stretched as far as the eye could see. They were so laden with pollen that he got high just by breathing in the mountain air. Suddenly, he was surrounded by pipe-playing musicians, whose appearance clearly meant the harvest commencement. Nubile young girls, naked, save for turbans, binding their normally flowing locks, ran in between the rows of plants, until the pollen had entirely enveloped them. The women of the village then scraped it from them before placing it in cloth for transportation to a waiting world.
A is for Afghani Black, absolutely massive in the 1980s, currently back in vogue thanks to a certain conflict and it being imported into Britain in tank barrels.
CGH, Gateshead, County Durham.
Well, we're going to need to get some more reefer, man. Aye, well, we're standing here, enjoying the view, pondering how this Thai weed got here, but unless I'm very much mistaken, that's the last of it. All I've got left is this lovely bit of red and gold thread.
Aye, before you start putting that in your pipe and smoking it, we best can't see the man, Mr. TGH.
With any luck, you'll be in storytelling mode again, like he was the last time he got back from an expedition.
Aye, and hopefully he'll have some choice merchandise stashed in the farthest reaches of his specially customised kit bag.
Oh yeah then, let's off. 420 Pottery Green, here we come.
2 doors down from the Hairy Pipers.
Aye, aye.
This will be them now. Regular as clockwork. Wednesday night rituals observed. Doubtless they'll be expecting some tall tales to accompany their special effects. Of course, I keep some of the best ones back. For myself, like, and to share with you. Which is what I plan to do. I'm sure you'll have the good sense to hang around.
What about Lee Perry's curry recipe? We want it from scratch, mind.
Oh, time's rolling on. Sorry about that. We'll catch up with that recipe and what's cooking in everybody else's kitchen next time at the Gear Hunter.
For the latest dope on the Gear Hunter, go to thegearhunter.co.uk. Of course, the Gear Hunter's got his very own hashtag. Follow him at the Gear Hunter. Email tgh@thegearhunter.co.uk.